And good afternoon, everyone, from Hastings High School. High school basketball holiday tournament style continues as we roll over from the Amherst Holiday Tournament consolation games to the GNAC Tournament semifinals. Up first, the Kearney Lady Bearcats will be taking on the Lady Dogs of North Platte, the number 2 and 3 seeds in the tournament. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank for North Platte. Number 4 is a 5'10 junior, Allison Keenley. Number 12, 5'4 senior, Rachel Kosmacek. Number 22, 5'7 senior, Caitlin Harvey. Number 32, 5'11 senior, Taylor Johnson. And number 35 is 6'1 senior and Jesse Hunt. Mark Woodhead, the head coach, North Platte is 5-2. For Kearney, it's number 12, 5'7 senior, Kelsey Stidham. Number 14, 5'9 junior, Lauren Spiker. Number 24, 5'9 senior, Brianna Obermiller. Number 30, 5'10 junior, Skylar Snyder. And number 43, 6'3 senior, Brianna Miller. Jason Boyd, the head coach of the 3-3 Cats. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And the opening tip is in the air. Kearney is the visitor today, and they will control the basketball. We're high atop the North Gym, the newer gym here at Hastings High. Kearney wearing their dark blue jerseys with black trim, the home white for North Platte, and their black trim as well. As Kearney High looks to get it down low to Miller to start the ball game. On the way up, she hits the bottom of the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Bearcats have it. It's over Miller. Can't get his shot away. It's knocked out of bounds. Tim Higgins, lead official for today's basketball game. It goes out of bounds to Kearney High. Yesterday, Kearney was a winner over Scotts Bluff, North Platte over McCook, both in fairly easy fashion. We'll talk more about it in a moment, but right now, Kearney High will come out and try and get into an offense here. North Platte really just kind of standing around in a 2-3 zone here, maybe even a 3-2 as we relook at it, as they try to take away the three-point shooting of Kearney High. Down to Miller, a little six-footer on the left block, no good. Another offensive rebound. The shot is going to be blocked out of there by North Platte and Jesse Hunt off the rebound of Brianna Obermiller. And here comes North Platte on their opening possession of the ball game. The boys' game is next, Kearney High and Scotts Bluff at 3:45. Bulldogs beat Kearney High in the regular season last year, 47-37, as Hunt gets it in the post, goes back door. Kosmacek wide open, unguarded, and will hit the layup. So the first bucket of the ball game goes to North Platte. Last year, North Platte winning the regular season, only meeting 47-37. Miller down on the post, spins right and scores. Brianna Miller, we were talking with some of the coaches before the ball game for the Bearcats. They said they've really been working on Miller changing the way she attacks the hoop. Sometimes left hand, sometimes right, as the ball is stolen away here by Skylar Snyder. And now she'll pull up for a three as Stidham kicked it back out to her. No good. Another offensive rebound. Miller is fouled on the putback. So Kearney is hitting the boards here early on in this first 90 seconds of the ball game. The foul is on Rachel Kosmacek, her first. North Platte, only 10 girls suited here this afternoon, and so as we look at how the game plays out, we might see Kearney put a little extra pressure on, try to use their depth to pick up a victory here today if this game stays close. Miller's first free throw is no good. Second free throw is up and right through there. She has the first 3 points of the ball game for the Bearcats, and they take the lead at 3-2. Putting a little 1-3-1 pressure on, throw over the top to the 6-1 senior. Hunt kicks it out of the wing. Harvey, three-pointer is on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bearcats, and Lauren Spiker will push it up. Finds her point guard in Kelsey Stidham. Stidham right down the right side of the key. Lays it up off the glass and scores. If you don't get in Stidham or Snyder's way, they're going to take you all the way to the rack. And Kearney with 5 in a row. They lead it 5-2. And North Platte will throw it away against the press. They had Jesse Hunt on the 3-on-2, but threw it behind her. And that'll be the second turnover here for the Bulldogs. So the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's playing in Amherst, and the North Platte High Bulldogs playing here in Hastings. Kearney, Kearney Catholic in the same spots. The Kearney Catholic girls getting ready to play at 2:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 in the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament as they take on Ogallala. And then the Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's boys will be at 4:15 as the Bearcats turn the ball over, as they tried to throw it through the lane and again threw it behind Brianna Miller. So it is 5-2 Kearney High, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. GNAC girls semifinals, and the first foul of the ball game on Kearney. Snyder trying to deny the sideline over there, and Skyler will be whistled for the Bearcats' first foul. The other girls semifinal will take place at 5:30 here in the North Gym, as Columbus will play the top seed Norfolk. Norfolk's number one seed in both boys and girls. Keenly has it in the right-hand corner here for the Bulldogs. North Platte knocked out of her hand. Snyder comes away with a clean steal. Third turnover, North Platte. Outlet pass into the front court to Spiker. Spiker guarded as she takes it in. The one-hand runner no good, and the rebound brought down by Keenly. And here come the Bulldogs. Up the left wing with it is Kosmacek. She dribbles it off her foot. Now it's into the corner, and diving forward, a foul called on the Bearcats. And that'll be on Brianna Obermiller. She was trying to go for the loose basketball. North Platte grabbed it, then she made the contact. That'll be her first foul and the team's second. North Platte ball on the baseline. Looking to throw it in, Keenly tries to fire it into the paint, and it goes right through the hands of Taylor Johnson. Another North Platte turnover, this time Spiker ahead of the pack, misses the layup again, wedged it between the rim and the board. And a jump ball comes down to North Platte on the recovery of the loose basketball. Taylor Johnson will get credit for that, but that one was not quite as tough as the one before, and the uncontested layup doesn't go. Ball belongs to North Platte. 5-2, Kearney still on top. They lob it down to Hunt through her hands, and Kearney will grab it again with Obermiller. North Platte, 5 turnovers in the first 3.5 of the game. Stidham pushes it up the floor, sees a seam, drives in. Hunt, tomahawk chop, blocks it, and the ball is loose. It'll be grabbed by Spiker. She'll fire a three. It's no good long. Another offensive rebound. Trying the baseline is going to be Snyder. No. Finally, Miller. And then Hunt. Kearney is missing the bunnies right now. They have had numerous opportunities but have not been able to finish. And a timeout will be called here by Coach Mark Woodhead of North Platte. His girls struggling offensively, but that's because they have 5 turnovers. 4:11 to go here in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The score, Kearney Lady Bearcats 5 and North Platte 2.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Glad to have you back here for more high school basketball action on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney High with a 5-2 lead here. Out of the North Platte timeout, they try to go back door, and the ball is knocked away again. 6th North Platte turnover. Spiker one more time, and this time Lauren's able to finish. So another steal, and Spiker able to put the finishing touches on this one. Lauren will have her first bucket in Kearney High, now up 7-2. At the other end, though, they finally find Hunt underneath, and Jesse was able to turn around and lay it over the front of the rim. The 6'1 senior snaps the 7-0 Kearney High run. 7-4 in favor of the Bearcats, trying to advance onto the championship. Spin move in the lane, and a nice one there by Snyder, but the shot won't fall from 8, and Jesse Hunt will pull down the rebound. Snyder decided it was her turn to take a shot, and she worked her way in there, got a good look, couldn't finish. Snyder on the right elbow to Hunt. Has her shot blocked underneath by Brianna Miller. Kearney has it. Spiker pushes it up the floor, but doesn't have numbers, so she'll wait for the rest of her Bearcat teammates. Get it to Kelsey Stidham. They don't cover her. Top of the key three. It's no good. Rebound is punched out of bounds off the Bearcats. Miller the last to touch it, battling in there with Taylor Johnson. Kearney High has already taken double-digit attempts here. And if they had made everything inside 5 feet, they'd be up by 10, but that's not the start that they have. Nonetheless, they're up 7-4. Little zone trap as North Platte brings it across the timeline. Johnson throws it over everybody. Keenly runs it down to the corner. Back up top to Kosmacek. Left elbow, open jumper for Johnson. The 14-footer is good. Taylor Johnson makes it a one-point game. 7-6 Bearcats. North Platte just jogs back. They sit there in that 2-3 zone. Kearney's got some looks, as we told you. A couple from the outside, 0 of 2 from three-point land. They've missed about 5 inside 5 feet. Skip pass Spiker, lobs it inside. Open jumper Snyder off the window from 6 and good. Skyler with her first bucket of the Bearcats back up by 3. 9-6 Kearney, 2:15 to go here in the first quarter of the GNAC tournament semifinals. Johnson looking backdoor keenly. Kearney just kind of lets them have that look, and then they step in front and Snyder picks it off. Up the floor, she'll go to Stidham in the left corner. Nobody to pass to, so she'll take the 12-footer and hit it. Second bucket for Stidham. So North Platte cut it to one, and Kearney hits back-to-back buckets and goes back up by five, 11-6. Across the timeline with it will be Kosmacek. Kearney has definitely gotten a lot of good looks here in the first quarter. Kosmacek just dribbling in place there. Nobody moving offensively or defensively. Swing it over to Keenly. She'll start to drive right baseline into the double team. Kicks it back out. Johnson, top of the circle. Kosmacek, top of the key three. Just a tad strong. Offensive rebound. Johnson's able to grab it there. Gives it back off to Harvey. Harvey's jumper is no good. And the rebound will go out of bounds. Nobody can grab the rebound. So over to Kearney High. The winner will play tomorrow at 1:30. The loser has to come back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for the third place game. Kearney up by five with a basketball. Snyder well on the left side of the key as Kearney spreads the floor here. Stidham at the top of the circle. Slow dribble to the right wing. Lobs it into Miller. Catches. Turns. Five-footer over Hunt. No good. Johnson's over the back. No foul. Kearney got the ball anyway. Obermiller trying to get out of there with it. Ends up on the floor. She does save it for the Bearcats. Out to Spiker for three, and Lauren hits it. The first three-pointer of the basketball game, and Kearney High has now scored seven in a row to go up 14-6. A pair of 7-0 runs here for the Bearcats, sandwiched around the 6 points for North Platte. 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one, and the Bearcats off to a good start here. Lob it into Johnson. It's taken away. Spiker, and North Platte has the Christmas spirit still as Snyder brings it all the way down. Short 6 foot runner, no good. Johnson has it for a minute. Miller knocks it out of her hands, but North Platte is able to corral the loose basketball. They're letting them play a little bit inside. 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. North Platte ball over on the left wing to Harvey. Harvey holds the ball above her head, takes one dribble, fires up the three-pointer, almost banked it in. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Spiker. Kearney High has 5 seconds, midcourt with 3 seconds. Stidham over to Snyder, a wide-open three. It's good at the horn. And Kearney closes the quarter on a 10-0 run on Skylar Snyder's three-point bucket. After one in the GNAT girls semifinal, it's the Kearney Lady Bearcats 17 and North Platte 6 here on ESPN Radio.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at Hastings. I want to thank Athletic Director Tracy Douglas and the folks here for their hospitality. And an 11-point lead for Kearney at the end of the first. And I dare say, and I said it a couple of times in the first quarter, it could be more. Kearney missed a couple, more than a couple, inside 6 feet. But they hit a couple of threes here to end the quarter. 2 of 4 from the outside. And they've got the ball to start the second quarter. Into Miller, out to Spiker. Three-pointer, didn't get there. Rebound brought down by Miller, her third. And the Bearcats get another chance. Stidham dumps it into Miller. She gets inside that zone, lays it up. It hits all the way around the rim and won't go. Jessie Hunt has her second rebound. With the big number, the 8 North Platte turnovers in the first quarter. And about half of those just, you'd yell at your 7th graders if they were making those kind of passes. So they've struggled early here as the shot by Keenly from 10 is no good. And Spiker will come away with the rebound. Kearney out-rebounded North Platte 8-5 in the first quarter. Obermiller, pump fake right block, can't get around the defender. Keenly's going to block the shot, but Kearney picks up the loose basketball. 17-6 Bearcats. They scored the final 10 points of the first quarter. Stidham with 4. Spiker and Snyder with 5. Stidham with it up top. Looks at the three, doesn't want it. Punched out of her hands there by Harvey, but Kelsey gets it as she didn't pursue after punching it out. Into the right-hand corner, Miller gets out of the lane. Now they lob it inside Snyder. Snyder, ball fake left, goes right around Hunt, puts it up too strong. Offensive rebound, Miller put back, no good. One more time, Brianna is fouled. Miller with five rebounds here in the ball game so far, but just cannot get that ball in the cylinder. Has done so once. She'll go to the line. She's one of two, the only free throws of the game for either team. The foul was on Hannah Hayes. That is just the second foul for Hastings. Each team has two. The free throw is no good. And in for the Bearcats will be Stacy Peters. Coach Boyd went with his starters throughout the first quarter. Didn't make a substitution, and he thought that maybe they could use their depth to pound North Platte down. Well, he didn't take that in the first quarter. Second free throw, no good. Keenly will pull down her second rebound for North Platte. But the Bulldogs need to get something going here. Down 17-6, 6:35 to go in the second quarter. On the left wing, Kosmacek wide open. Three-pointer is no good. 0-4 from downtown. Ball is deflected out into the hands of Harvey. Harvey's eight-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Kearney High's Brianna Miller, and she is fouled. Miller at 6'3", Hunt at 6'1", Johnson 5'11", Keenly 5'10". A little bit of a height advantage for North Platte, but Kearney is dominating the boards, and the foul is on Caitlin Harvey, her first. Bearcats will walk the ball up the floor here. With an 11-point lead, nobody has scored here yet in the second quarter. Stidham looked over to the bench and almost had it stolen away. Now she gets by two defenders, kicks it out on the wing to Snyder. Snyder one-on-one around Keenly. Strong to the baseline, but a blocking foul will be called on Taylor Johnson. Two free throws coming up here. Well-designed Skylar Snyder. The junior knew what to do when she had the one-on-one. She blew right by the defender, trying to help out. Johnson committed the foul. Free throw up and in for Snyder, and Kearney has the first point of quarter number two, 18-6. Second free throw, a little flat, no good. Rebound grabbed by Harvey. And here come the Bulldogs. They want to run a little bit. Harvey pushes it up on the right side, but the numbers aren't there. Just seems like Kearney has a little bit more giddy up right now than what the Bulldogs do. Up top with it is Keenly. Over on the left wing, no three, but driving in, Kosmacek takes the eight-footer, no good. Ball being tipped around in the corner. Snyder will run it down. Her and Peters were after it. Now she gets tripped. And Kearney might need a timeout here. Yes, they will. Good job by Jason Boyd. Even when they secured the ball, they'd used up about half, if not more, of the 10-second count. So to save the possession, the Bearcats will call timeout. 5:32 to go here in the second quarter of play. Kearney 18, North Platte 6. The GNAC girls semifinals brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Another doubleheader here on ESPN. Already two games in the books. The consolations from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The North Platte St. Pat's girls, a 60-35 win over Amherst, and the Kearney Catholic boys beat Ogallala 63-50. The championship games will get underway and about ready to go on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic Ogallala girls, then Amherst St. Pat's boys. Here Kearney turns it over out of the timeout. So they didn't end up saving the possession after all, but they're up 18-6, trying to set a screen on Stidham. Little pick and roll to Hunt outside the paint. Dribbles down to the right block, double team. Kicks it to Johnson. Good ball reversal, Keenly. Takes the seven-footer. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Snyder. And Kearney High thought about going off to the races, and then the numbers weren't there, so Snyder dribbles it up. Backside wide open. Peters drives in. Got hacked. They're going to call that before the shot. Peters thinks she's going to the line, but that is not the case. The foul is on Taylor Johnson, her second. And it'll be Kearney High basketball underneath their own hoop. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the rest of the tournament, preview the Kearney boys game with Scott's Bluff with Bearcat head coach Scott Steinbrook. Stidham to take it in here as they stack the left side of the lane right into Miller, and she's hacked. And North Platte's got to shore up that baseline defense. Miller has had the ball numerous times with opportunities to score or foul. This is the third time she's going to the line. The foul will be called on Caitlin Harvey. She's got two. Six fouls now called on North Platte. Two on Kearney High. And the free throw will not go. Miller tries again, too strong. So one of six from the line, and the rebound brought down by Harvey. She'll bring it down the middle of the floor here for North Platte. Stuck on six, haven't scored in nearly 7 minutes to the baseline. Johnson now left elbow, back up top Keenly. Over on the wing, they'll dump it down low to Hunt again. Hunt spins towards the paint, little fadeaway one-arm jump hook, no good. Rebound brought down by Snyder. Outlet pass, they want to run. Stidham beats everybody back. The left-headed layup is good, and Kelsey's got six. And the Bearcats' run is currently 13. It was 7-6 late in quarter number two. And over the last 2.5 minutes, the Bearcats scored 10 in a row, and they've got the first three here. On the block, Keenly got underneath. Miller, late whistle. Miller says, oh, no, no, no. But Brianna will be called for her first personal foul. That's one of those where it looked like she blocked the shot, but then when she came off the ball, might have got her on the elbow. And that's why the free throws are coming up. Keenly to shoot the first charity shots of the ball game for the Dogs, and it's up and in. One thing North Platte has done is taken better care of the ball here in the second quarter. Zero turnovers after giving it up 8 times in the first quarter. Second free throw for Keenly, and it is good. So the first 2 points of the quarter, but North Platte still down 20-8. Walking the ball up the floor, Kelsey Stidham as the Bearcats with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Look to maintain their lead, maybe put a big enough cushion up by halftime that they can relax. Get it down to Snyder on the block left side with some contact. She'll put it up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Hunt. And Jesse with the outlet pass left side. North Platte doesn't want to run. The numbers aren't there anyway. Harvey will keep it outside the arc. On the wing to Johnson. Skip pass across the lane. Ball's tipped. Somehow it got into the hands there of Kosmacek. Shot's no good. And then an over-the-back foul going to be called here on the Bulldogs. And that should be the seventh team foul. We'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Although nobody is indicating that, it should be a 1-1. And that's what Kelsey Stidham turns to the official and says it should be a 1-1. The foul was called on Jessie Hunt, her first. And now the officials have to decide who's going to take the free throws. It's going to be Peters. So Stacy will go down to shoot a 1-1 looking for her first point. She set, she dribbles, she fires, she hits. Nothing but net for Peters. 21-8. Kearney High with 3:34 to go here in quarter number two. Second free throw by Peters. On the way, and it rattles out. No good. Rebound brought down by Harvey, her fourth. Harvey's going to wait for traffic to clear and bring it up. Top of the key, forces it into Hunt. Double team, forces the drive to the left side of the key. Takes the shot. No good. Rebound. Snyder ran over. Another foul here on North Platte, and I think a little bit of frustration is starting to set in. Snyder with her fifth rebound. Skyler will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. And this will be on Hunt. Her second, eighth team foul. Again, tomorrow, the finals. No matter how you do in this tournament, you get 3 games in the 2 gyms. So there are 7th place games as the free throw is up and in by Snyder. She now has 7 points and the bonus coming up. And it's not like the Bearcats have tore it up so far here in this quarter. That's only their 5th point. Second free throw, too strong. Rebound brought down by Harvey, 5th board. Harvey handling the point again. Hustles it to the top of the key. Kicks it off on the right wing. Kosmacek down to the baseline. Into the game is Hannah Hayes. Nowhere to go. Ball stolen away. First North Platte turnover of the quarter. Spikers up ahead. The layup is good on the assist from Snyder. Lauren Spiker now has 7 of the Bearcats continue to build their lead, and North Platte has to call timeout. Yesterday, North Platte was a 48-22 winner over McCook, but Kearney smoked Scotts Bluff 73-24. 2:57 to go here in the first half of play. Your score, Kearney 24 and North Platte 8. We'll be right back after this timeout from Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Congratulations! Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. 2:57 to go here in the first half. It's all Kearney High. The Lady Cats leading North Platte 24-8 here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the North Platte timeout, they'll work it to the left wing. They try to get it inside, haven't had success, so they'll take a jumper from the corner. Hayes, no good. Rebound brought down by Jessie Hunt, and she'll be fouled before she can attempt the putback. Hunt, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 block shots for the 6'1 senior. The foul called on Stacy Peters, her first. Fourth team foul, Bearcats. Keeley throws it in right underneath the hoop, and Kosmacek is stuffed by Brianna Miller. Second block shot, and off to the races, Stidham. She'll come in, she'll lay it up, she'll score, and now the Bearcats starting to get some transition buckets off of the turnovers. Into the front court. North Platte off the right. Elbow, uses the dribble. They love to throw backdoor, and they turn it over again. That's number 10. North Platte will overload you on one side of the lane, and then instead of going to the post on that side, they try to lob it over Hunt, the tall player, at 6'1", and try to sneak a guard in on that backside post, and Kearney's just killing them on it. I'm not sure they've done it once. Did have a little push off on Hayes. She hits the deck. Gives it back over to Obermiller. Spiker lobs it down low. Miller double teamed. She'll turn. She'll have her shot blocked by Hunt. Third blocked by Jesse. And up the floor with it. Here come the North Platte Bulldogs, but they dribble it off their foot. I'll tell you what, this looks like what would happen the day after the 5-day break. Spiker is trapped, and a timeout going to be called here by Kearney High. She had 3 players on her right in front of the North Platte bench. So each team has used a pair of timeouts here in the first half. 1:55 to go in the second quarter of play. Kearney 26 and North Platte 8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Ready to get going here at Hastings High School. With 1:55 to go here in the second quarter. Kearney up 26-8 with the basketball. Stidham off the high pick and roll with Miller. It's well covered, so they'll reverse it over. Over Miller to Snyder. Now to Miller. Block left side. Tries to force it up. There's some contact, but they're going to say a block shot. Then it's out of bounds off of North Platte. A lot of things there that look like it should have been Kearney's ball, but it ends up being North Platte basketball, and I guess we'll give a turnover. I can't even really say that that was a block shot. It's going to be a turnover on Kearney, just their third. Caitlin Harvey brings it into the front court, left side of the key. Hunt really battling down there. She's not even covered by Miller. She's covered by Obermiller. Over on the wing, three-pointer on the way. It's no good by Kosmacek. And the defensive rebound brought down by Skylar Snyder. She's done a great job on the boards. That's her sixth. 1:10 to go before halftime. 26-8, Kearney High in control. But again, they've scored just 9 points here in the quarter. It seems like they have dominated more than that, as Snyder will take a off-balance jumper. It's no good. Board grab by Taylor Johnson. Much better job on the glass here in the second quarter for North Platte. 50 seconds to go, but they have not scored a field goal in well over 10 minutes. With it is going to be Hayes. Lobs it to the left corner. Wide open three on the way. Kosmacek, it's over everything. Running down the backside, rebound. Hayes, so they'll get another chance. Johnson throws to the cutter in the lane, and Miller gets a deflection on the shot that time of Kosmacek and gets the rebound, her seventh. Bearcats want to run up to Spiker, and she'll put a layup that spins around and in. 9 for Spiker. Kearney now up 28-8 18 seconds to go. First half. Right wing 13-footer is too strong that time from Hayes. It goes out of bounds off Kearney, so they'll get another chance here. Allison Keenley will re-enter. 12 seconds before half. 28-8. Can North Platte get one bucket here in the quarter? I don't know. Spiker knocks away the inbounds, but it's grabbed by Johnson. 8 seconds over on the wing. Keenley tries a three. It spins out. No good. Bearcats have it. Snyder at midcourt. She'll get the 35-footer away. Too strong. And that is the end of the first half of play, dominated by Kearney. They're up 20, and we said it a couple of times, they could be up 30 the way that they have played here, but it's a 20-point lead at the half as their defense has totally shut down the Bulldogs. Kearney High 28 and North Platte 8. It's the GNAC semifinals in the girls basketball tournament for 2014 here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming your way next.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back. High atop Hastings High School's gymnasium. If you've been here, you know our location, but they've got about 25, 30 rows of seats here at Hastings High. It's plenty of seating, and we are at the top. It's very similar to Grand Island. Instead of sitting down below, we sit up top. But you get to see everybody below you. And right now we're seeing Kearney High's girls dominate North Platte in the GNAC semifinals 28-8. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Again, the winner here, if Kearney can just play decent basketball in the second half, they'll be in the 1:30 final tomorrow, and you'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. The third-place girls' game is at 10 a.m. The boys' game is coming up next, and that will be Kearney High against Scotts Bluff, a one-loss Scotts Bluff team. They lost their last game before the Christmas break to Shadron. They're a top-five Class B team that has put together quite a run, and they thumped McCook 66-32 yesterday, while Kearney High's boys beat North Platte 58-43, a game that they were ahead double digits the entire second half, and that'll be at 3:45 here on ESPN Radio. So we'll have that doubleheader for you tomorrow. If Kearney wins, they will play at 3:15 for the boys. If they lose, they'll play the third-place game at 11:45. So Kearney girls at 1:30 if they continue to win this one. And then if we go to the boys game, they will play either right before or right after. And we'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrook right after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. With the score in our girls' game, Kearney High dominating North Platte here in the GNAC semifinals, 28-8. Girls' championship action, Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9 is playing Ogallala in the Amherst Tournament Final. That'll be followed by a battle of unbeaten boys teams at 4:15, and it sounds like they're a little ahead of schedule, so I wouldn't set my clock at 4:15. I'd be there a little early for Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's. Boys' game scheduled to tip here at 3:45 between Kearney and Scott's Bluff, and head coach Scott Steinbrick joins us here for the Bearcats. And, Coach, did you get your cardio in running up here?
I did, yeah. Like, and one of my assistant coaches said, my most important job of the day here is to not forget to do pregame and postgame with Mr. Duda. So I came running up the stairs and breathing a little hard still.
That is not obviously the most important. But yesterday you had a nice performance for the kids. You can shoot around the gym, have that morning walk through after the five-day moratorium. That's all kind of hooey. You never know how the kids are going to come out, and they came out pretty solid for you and then really exploded in the second half.
Yeah, every coach will say it here. You just never know what to expect. That first quarter of the first game after the break is sometimes a little bit rugged, but we actually felt like we came out and played pretty well from the opening tip. We played a lot of guys. We played 9 guys darn near equal minutes yesterday, so that I think that helped. We wanted to try to keep guys fresh, knowing we had a 3-day tournament here to play. But we felt like our kids competed hard and got better as the game went on and really did what we wanted to do in terms of getting the ball inside to our post players. And we looked at our shot chart, especially in the second half, and it was right around the hoop, and that's what we set out to do.
What's it like when you play in the old gym? Just kind of curious. It's been a long time. I mean, I used to do that, play in the old gym when we played in the Northwest Holiday Tournament. Every once in a while, it doesn't even matter if you're in the winners or losers bracket, you might find yourself in a different environment. And you know, I know at Kearney High, you can go practice in your old gym or the auxiliary gym, as it be.
I think we were lucky we had the early tip-off last night. If you talk to anybody who played the evening games in there last night, they have those daylight windows, and it was well-lit during our game. But we come out of the locker room for our girls' game. It's dark in there. It felt like it was middle of the night. That was kind of interesting. But, you know, Hastings has done a lot of renovations here in that back gym. It had been a while since I've been back there. You know, I think that's always motivating for GNAC schools when you're hosting the GNAC. I know we did it at Kearney High. You want to spruce up your secondary gym a little bit because you know you're going to have varsity level games in there for boys and girls. But you know, sometimes that's not all bad. You play, you know, small crowd, a little smaller court, conditioning maybe a little bit down. So I think it relaxes kids a little bit. So I think, you know, our kids, it didn't seem to bother them, and they enjoyed it.
You've had to tinker with your starting lineup throughout the month of December because of injury, because of trying to find the right combination. You're going to go with the same five tonight. Sometimes that doesn't matter about the amount of playing time. It just matters who has their name announced. How are you feeling about what you've got right now?
Well, somehow I have a feeling we're probably not done tinkering just yet. You know, we're hopefully by the end of January, maybe we're done tinkering. But, yeah, we shifted a couple things around, moved Peyton Pocock over to the point guard spot, at least for this tournament anyway, just to try to find the right mix of players, you know, try to give some guys a confidence boost by putting them in the starting lineup, maybe try to get guys coming off the bench to, you know, to come in when they're fresh or maybe the opponent isn't, just to give them a different look, a different feel, allow them to kind of digest what's going on the court a little bit. And, you know, after one game, like I told Randy Bushcutter, you know, I don't think we can just look at the score and say, yep, the lineup change worked, but we looked at some things. What was our rebounding like? You know, what was our assist to turnover ratio like last night? And a couple things that we've really talked about and tried to work on, we got better. And was that the lineup? Was it better execution? Probably a combination of about everything. So we're going to go with that same group again tonight, and we'll probably play 9 or 10 guys again tonight, and hopefully we can keep some fresh legs out there.
Kearney boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrick joining us here halftime of the girls game. Kearney up 28-8. And before we run out of time, we better get a quick thought on Scott's Bluff. They've been playing pretty good Class B basketball. They've got a little height. Tell me what your scouting report is.
Well, Scott's Bluff is probably one of, if not the team to beat in Class B this year. You know, we try to schedule as many Class A teams as we can because that's who we play in our postseason, but we love the opportunity to play Scott's Bluff. Two out of the last 3 years we've played them, they've been the number one team in Class B. I think they're number two right now. They're a team that would fare awfully well in Class A. You know, they have two big-time guards that the Cuxhazen kid and the Harris kid, they would play for every Class A team in the state probably. They got a transfer in that starts their point guard now from Iowa. Then you throw a 6'9 and a 6'6 kid in there. That's a pretty good starting place. And they're veteran as well. They got everybody back from a team that won 20 games last year. They're well coached. Tony Siski does a great job, has great buy-in, a good basketball culture there. We have our hands full with them. That being said, you know, our kids aren't going to step on the court and be intimidated. I mean, they know that if we play well, we beat Scottsbluff a couple years ago. They beat us on a late shot last year. Our kids are going to compete hard, and it should be a good basketball game.
All right, Scott, we'll let you go get ready for the game, and then we'll talk with you afterwards.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Scott Steinbrook, head coach of the Kearney High Boys. They play Scottsbluff next here on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. A quick look at the stats, and we'll get the third quarter going next.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Ready to get the second half underway. I'll catch you up on some numbers here in just a moment. It will be North Platte to get the basketball to start the third quarter. Kearney High with 28 points here at the half. 21 rebounds to go along with that. They are 4 of 12 from the free throw line. Miller, though, just 1 of 6. She has not been a great free throw shooter this year, 1 of 6 from the line. As Hunt gets it down low, double team. They're trying to knock it out of her hands. Hunt grabs it back out of the corner. Keenly has it here, and then she throws it away. The ball we picked up and going to the other end. Stidham has her shot blocked, but a foul will be called to go along with it on Caitlin Harvey, and that'll be her third. For North Platte, they scored just 2 points on a pair of free throws there in quarter number two. And those are the only free throws they've taken. So 2 of 2, they're 0 of 7 from three-point land. Four different players have scored 2 points in Keenly, Kosmacek, Johnson, and Jesse Hunt. And at the line, Kelsey Stidham will put the free throw up and hit the first one. Second one on the way, and it, too, is good. So 10 points now for Kelsey Stidham, 9 for Lauren Spiker, 7 for Skylar Snyder. 3 for Miller, 1 for Stacy Peters. 30-8. Jumper from the right side. No good that time, Harvey. Rebound, Snyder. Snyder, long outlet pass again, and this time it's thrown away. Keenly will come out with it. Kearney had done a good job of getting that outlet pass and running the floor throughout the first half, even if they didn't finish all of them. 30-8. Jumper Johnson still won't go. Rebound, Brianna Miller. And Miller with her 8th board. 8 boards for Snyder. Don't have the exact time, but it is somewhere around 12 minutes or more that they have went Scottsbluff without a bucket. As the ball is knocked away and out of bounds off of North Platte. 30-8 here in favor of the Lady Cats. Again, the other girls' semifinal going on between Norfolk and Columbus will be at 5:30. That'll follow the Kearney High Scottsbluff boys game here in the North Gym. And then the Hastings boys will play Norfolk, the number one seed, tonight at 7:15. With it is Stidham, takes it over on the right side to Skylar Snyder. Off the screen, there's Spiker. Her turning run, one-hand runner is no good. Actually hit the side of the board, and Jesse Hunt will have her 5th rebound. 16 rebounds in the ball game for North Platte. 30-8, 22-point lead. Johnson, left elbow, skip pass over to the right side. Keenly, open look from 8, and it won't go. And now you just kind of feel bad for North Platte. Their shots aren't that bad. It's just like somebody needs to get them a can opener. Spiker for 3, it's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Keenly. So both teams coming out of the locker room a little bit cold again. Kearney is 2 of 6 from three-point land. 0 of 8 now for North Platte. As they'll swing it over to Harvey. Harvey on the right wing, trying to set a screen. Stidham off that screen. They'll throw it left wing. Here's the jumper, Kosmacek. Off the iron, no good. Ball is punched out of bounds off of Obermiller. And North Platte will get another opportunity. 30-8, Kearney. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. Baseline to throw it in will be the Bulldogs here at Hastings High School. Their uniforms from way up high here look just like Hastings. And play it here at the home court. I'm sure we'll say it sometime. As the jumper from the left-hand corner is no good by Harvey, and the rebound is run down by Brianna Miller, number 9. Up ahead, Stidham. She'll chase it down. 4-on-3. Nobody picks up Kelsey down the middle of the lane. Hit the front of the iron as she had to teardrop it over the 6-1 in Jesse Hunt. And Hunt will come away with the rebound. Up the floor, right wing will be Kozmacek. Into the corner, Keenly. Keenly knocked out of her hands. Coming in for Kearney for the first time, Kelsey Clark. And right now, Coach Boyd is going to get to a point where the lead is 22, but it's so comfortable that he'll want to get rested up for tomorrow. Of course, after watching what the Husker women did last night, maybe it's too early to say anything, but they only had seven players up 17 in the second half. Right side of the key, Harvey kicks it back out. Keenly, 18-footer, no good. Hunt with the rebound, made the shot, but a foul beforehand, so she'll go to the line. No, they won't even go to the line. They'll say, obviously, it was before the shot, so the foul going to be called here on Brianna Obermiller. That will be her second inbounds pass for a three in the corner. Quick shot by Kozmacek is no good. It skips off the rim all the way to the other corner. Nobody touches it. Kearney lets it roll out of bounds. Girls' consolation games going on today. McCook currently playing Scotts Bluff, and Lexington will play Hastings at 5:30 in the old gym. The boys' consolations, McCook North Platte at 3:45, Lexington Columbus at 7:15 in the old or south gym here at Hastings. 30-8, we have played 3.5 minutes of this quarter, and we have two free throws, and they're the Bearcats. But the game is moving along as Kelsey Clark has it at the top of the circle. Over to Snyder. They went for the steal, didn't get it, so Snyder drives up and under on the secondary defender, which draws the foul. Snyder will go to the line and shoot two free throws. But Kearney, who scored 73 yesterday, only 30 with the advantage they've had here, and the foul on Jesse Hunt will be her third. Snyder will go to the line and put the first one up and in. She's got 8, 3 of 5 from the charity stripe. Second one good, so she hits them both this time. 4 of 6, and with a pair of free throws here to start the third quarter, Kearney is up 32-8 over North Platte, and they just kind of sag in a zone as well. North Platte has done nothing to concern Kearney High. Offensively or defensively, Hunt out top, Harvey, ball fake, drives in, poked away from behind, but we're going to get a whistle. On the arm is going to be Skylar Snyder. That'll be her second, and it is the second foul of the half on the Bearcats. North Platte to take it out underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, looking, lob it out. Johnson, right elbow to Hunt to the left elbow. Jesse, couple of dribbles to the block, got Miller in the air, can't get a shot away, going to get the ball yanked out of her hands. And another steal. North Platte, their 12th turnover. Fast break, 3-on-2. Stidham leaves it off for the trailing Miller. Brianna will lay it up and in. 5 points for Miller. And Kearney just continues to do what they do right now as they are coasting through the semifinal. North Platte with the ball up top into the hands of Keenly. Swings it over the left wing. They'll go to Kozmacek. Starts to drive and then dribbles it back out. Top of the circle, Taylor Johnson. It's been over 16 minutes since North Platte has scored a bucket. They'll try this 18-footer. It's off the heel by Harvey, no good. Or by Kozmacek, no good. Rebound, Kelsey Stidham is able to grab it in between the double team. They're really pestering her on the way up. She'll dribble with the left hand, stays out of the double team, and gets rid of it to Kelsey Clark. Reset at the top of the circle. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 34-8, Kearney High in the GNAC semifinals. Free throw line wide open. Kearney High takes the shot with Obermiller. It rims out, no good. And Kearney now struggling from the field. Rebound brought down by Jesse Hunt. I don't know if both teams have lost interest, but the Bearcats just one field goal in the half. North Platte over 16 minutes without getting one. Johnson tries to break it. It is no good. Baseline from 10. Rebound Snyder. Skyler with her 10th board. Outlet pass. Driving in, Obermiller lets the defender fly by. Missed it. Miller got the rebound. And she is fouled. Coach Mark Woodhead has 3 timeouts remaining, and I think he's scratching his head, too, what to do with these young ladies. Everything is a step slow right now, and the foul will be on Caitlin Harvey, and that will be her 4th. Free throw Miller is no good. 1 of 7 at the line for Brianna. And in this game, it's not going to make any difference, but something she obviously wants to change up this season. And the second free throw, also no good. Rebound brought down by Jesse Hunt. That'll be her ninth. 34-8, Kearney, 2:15 to go, third quarter. Team's trying to do a little switching here for the Bearcats. In for North Platte, though, is Hannah Hayes on the offense. She'll have it on the left side of the key. Back down to the corner, Johnson. Backside, Keenly open, and finally, they make one. Keenly was so open, it was hard to say that she was going to miss it. It's her first bucket, and it is the first field goal in some 17 minutes for North Platte. On the right side of the key with it for the Bearcats is Peters. She'll hand it off Stidham. Kick it out Spiker. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Miller falling away. She'll put the shot up, and Jesse Hunt may have just got her fourth foul. And that is her fourth, so Hunt has four. Harvey has four. Mark Woodhead's just going to go get a drink of water. As the free throw Miller bouncing around won't go. Tough night at the line for Brianna. Second free throw will be coming up here. And the free throw by Miller is on the way, and it is good. Finally breaks the seal there. 6 points for Miller. Kearney High now up 35-10, and she'll check out of the basketball game. Snyder comes back in with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. It's all Bearcats, 35-10. With it is Hayes, left wing, drives, kicks it back into the corner to Johnson. Johnson holds the ball above her head. Skip pass up top to Kosmacek. The ball deflected away. Fight for it on the floor. We'll get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney High with 1:17 to go here in quarter number three. That'll be the 13th turnover. North Platte had eight in the first quarter, falling behind 17-6. So Clark now in, handling the point for the Bearcats. Kelsey brings it across the timeline. She's out there with Peters and Stidham, Spiker, and Snyder. Down to Snyder, trying to post up on the right block. She's double-teamed, kicks it back out top to Spiker. 1 minute to go. Stidham will come out and take over the point. Kelsey against the man-to-man here, the Bulldogs. Over on the wing, Kelsey Clark will hold it up top to Peters. Stacy swings it over to Spiker. Very patient now, trying to lob it into Snyder. Snyder fade away from seven and in. Skylar Snyder with 11 points in the ball game, 37-10. Kearney, 35 seconds to go here in this third quarter of the semifinals. North Platte with the ball between the circles there. Kosmacek swings it over on the right wing to Hayes, throws it inside. The ball's going to be knocked away. Molly Hunt checked in, and they stole it away before she could get it. Fast break to Clark. Left-hand scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Taylor Johnson. 12 seconds as they cross midcourt. It'll be Kosmacek on the right wing, dumping it into the corner to Hayes. Hayes cut off on the baseline, 6 seconds. Back out Kosmacek to Johnson, a 10-footer, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play with the score, Kearney High 37 and North Platte 10. You're listening to the GNAC semifinals on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
End of the fourth quarter here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Kearney High was 5 of 8 in that third quarter from the free throw line, 9 of 20 for the ball game. Both teams were 0 of 2 from three-point land. For the game, 2 of 2 from the line, for North Platte. They had three turnovers. Kearney had one. But it was 17 minutes between buckets for North Platte. They trail 37-10. North Platte will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. And up top with it is Marissa Ramos. They've also kept Molly Hunt in there. Jumper from the outside. Ramos, no good. Rebound brought down by Brianna Miller. She's got 12 rebounds. Outlet pass Snyder. Three on two. Snyder, a little stutter dribble. Then goes by the defender and lays it up on the reverse side for two more. Skylar Snyder now with 13 points to lead the way for the Bearcats. Six for Miller, one for Peters, nine for Spiker, and 10 for Stidham. Kearney only 9 points the last quarter, and now we have got an offensive foul called on North Platte. It's going to be an illegal screen on Molly Hunt. Fifth team foul. Two have been called on Kearney. So not a lot of flow, and Kearney High now just going to try and run the last 7 minutes of this basketball game and get to the locker room with their fourth win of the season. On the low block, Snyder backs into the double team, forces the issue. It comes up short. We'll say that Allison Keenley comes out of there with a block and a takeaway. And it'll be Marissa Ramos to walk the ball up the floor. The senior swings it over to the right side, Keenley. That has to be a little bit of a concern for North Platte. They've got a ton of seniors on this team. They're 5-2, and they've scored 10 points with 6:40 to go in the game. The pass to Ramos goes behind her all the way through the key, but Keenley picks it up. Now to Johnson on the left elbow, swings it over for a 16-footer. Hannah Hayes, in and out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, touched by Kearney. Don't forget, when we are all done, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, and then on to the boys' semifinal between Kearney and Scotts Bluff. Inbounds pass Johnson, 13-footer, left elbow, no good. Rebound into the hands of Stidham, and she's out ahead of everybody. She'll feed Spiker, who's even farther ahead, and Lauren missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Keenley. These are the things Coach Boyd doesn't want to see. Even when you're ahead, you've got to do the fundamental things well. So there's stuff to work on. Keenley deflected pass back to her. Her runner goes off the glass from 10 and in. So Keenley has six of the 12 points, and the only points in the second half for North Platte, 39-12. See how long these starters stay in for Coach Boyd. Spiker tries the baseline. Five-footer hits the rim short again. Rebound brought down by Molly Hunt. She'll find Ramos, and here come the Bulldogs. 39-12, Kearney. Ramos to the left elbow. They sure like going there a lot. I've said that term a ton during this ballgame. To Hunt, back out of the wing. Now Keenley. Right wing, they'll get it to Hayes. Hayes lobs it into Keenley. Turnaround jumper over Miller, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in. Taylor Johnson was there for the stick back, so finally a little something going for Hastings High. 39-14, Kearney with 5:15 to go in the ball game. Snyder on the left wing. Can't be a lot of excitement for Kearney High either. They have just pounded North Platte. And they still play hard, but there's not a lot of reason to get overly enthused out there. Stidham with a left-hand dribble, comes from midcourt all the way to the free throw line, decides to stop on the Ramos defense there for North Platte. Back out top to Miller out of the paint to Spiker on the weak side, left side, starts to drive to the baseline, then gets it out of there. Coach Boyd has them something specific that they want to work on here, and it's not coming to fruition as a foul called on a reach-in. Coming in, Peters and Clark for Kearney High. And then the two players with four fouls, Jesse Hunt and Caitlin Harvey, are back in here for the Lady Dogs. The foul was called on Hannah Hayes, her second. It is the 16 foul for North Platte. Kearney to throw it in. They were looking underneath from a sideline, but had to come out to midcourt. Snyder, she starts to drive, kicks it off on the wing. Jumper bounces around and falls through. Stacy Peters gets her first bucket of the ball game, and it is 41-14, Kearney. 4:25 to go in the game. Harvey up top to Keenley. Keenley with the ball between the circles, swings it over on the left wing to Kosmacek, fires it down to the baseline. Harvey can't get the shot. She'll back out and turn it around and take the 10-footer, no good. Miller with rebound number 13 unofficially. Bearcats run it into the front court, but Stidham will grind that to a halt and give it off to Kelsey Clark. Clark starts with a left dribble, switches to the right, and goes right back to Stidham. 4 minutes to go in the game, 41-14, Lady Bearcats. Miller over on the left wing to Peters. Peters looking inside, but North Platte packing it in. Clark up between the circles against the North Platte man-to-man. Little hand checking going on out there. They'll give it to Peters. Stacy puts it on her hip. Over on the left wing, back up top, they'll go to Miller and playing catch around the perimeter. Long possession here, trying to throw it inside. It's going to be knocked away keenly, and she'll make the steal. Up the floor comes Hunt. Back to Harvey. They're a little off balance, so they'll have to slow it down. To Keenly in the paint. The 10-footer, no good. Stidham goes for the rebound. It's off of Stidham and out of bounds. So back to North Platte here. They'll get a second chance opportunity. And Kearney High will start seeing some warm-ups come off. Here comes Hannah Lundell. And we are going to have a timeout on the floor called here by North Platte. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, 3:24 to go in the ball game. GNAC girls semifinals, Kearney 41 and North Platte 14.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to ESPN Radio and online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you at Hastings High. 3:23 to go. North Platte basketball. Kearney has it 141-14. They'll get it under to Hunt. Hunt's short jumper rolls off the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Stacy Peters. Gives it off to Kelsey Clark. Also in the ball game, Mariah Rost. Kearney turns it over. Just the sixth one of the ball game. Trying to get it up the floor in traffic, Harvey, but a foul will be called on the Bearcats. Also in for the Bearcats, Hannah Lundell. She checked in right before the timeout. And Miller stays on the floor. The foul is on Clark. That'll be her first. Third of the half on Kearney. North Platte ball underneath their own hoop. Out on the right side of the key to Johnson. Skip pass left wing. They'll go to Kosmacek. Down to the corner. There's a 12-foot jumper. No good by Hunt. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in, though, by Taylor Johnson. And three buckets here in the fourth quarter. That's as many as they had in the last 20 minutes. 41-16. 2:40 to go. As it'll be Lundell with a left-hand dribble over on the wing to Rost. Mariah against the man-to-man. Gets it out top. Peters. 2:30 to go. Into the hands of Clark. Outside of Miller, not a whole lot of height on that floor right now for Kearney High. Miller will come up to the top of the circle, and Coach Woodhead getting ready to clear his bench here with 2:15 to go. With it on the wing is Lundell. Back out between the circles is Clark. Just playing catch around the perimeter. Not a whole lot of movement going on right there. Both teams trying to get this thing over with. It's been over since the half when Kearney was up 20. They'll lob it down to the low block. Miller can't get the shot away. Then when she gets the rebound, she's fouled by Hunt, which will be her fifth, and the ball spun in off the glass and scores. So Brianna Miller a chance at a three-point play. They'll call it on Johnson instead. Johnson and Hunt were both there, so Hunt will stay in. Third foul on Johnson, but the bench being cleared anyway. Hope Wilkie gets in there. Molly Hunt, Sarah Meyer. Ramos is back in there. And Hannah Hayes. Free throw Miller, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it'll be Molly Hunt to pull it down. Up the floor, here come the Hastings. Yeah, it took a long time. Here come the North Platte Bulldogs across the Hastings High Tigers center court emblem. Ball comes out top to Hope Wilkie. Wilkie, hand check foul by Kelsey Toomey, who has come into the ball game. And now Miller will check out, and Lauren Strubing will check in. So the first foul on Toomey, just the fourth foul. 1:42 to go. Inbounds pass comes to the left elbow. 13-footer on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be Sarah Meyer to grab it here for North Platte. And then we're going to get a tie-up. And the arrow points the way of Kearney with 1:36 to go in the game. 43-16, Kearney High. It was 17-6 after one, 28-8 at the half, 37-10 after three. That's right, North Platte 4 points in the second and third quarters combined. Roth with it on the left wing, starts to dribble, ends up in the corner and hands it off there to Toomey. Pass out front, knocked away. Ramos knocked it out of the hands of Lundell. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Don't forget the Kearney Catholic girls currently playing Ogallala on Classic Hits 98.9 in the Amherst Holiday Tournament Championship game. We will have the update here for you in just a moment. Get a score update on that one. Ball out of bounds again to Kearney High. Bounce pass comes in. Near side in front of their own bench. They'll get it to Rost. Ross back out between the circles to Lundell. On the left wing, we've got 1 minute to go here in this semifinal. The Kearney girls will play tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 as they get it down to the low block. Short jumper comes off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Molly Hunt. Off the miss that time from Ross. Into the front court with 40 seconds to go. Comes North Platte. Go corner. Meyer's going to try a 15-footer off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound and a late whistle on the putback. Free throws coming up for Hannah Hayes. Looking for her first points of the ball game. Again, Kearney's girls, 1:30 tomorrow against either Norfolk or Columbus. And you'll hear it right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Hannah Hayes, two free throws coming up. 34 seconds remaining. The first one, no good. The second one, no good. And the Bearcats will come out of there with the basketball. Getting the board that time was Jessica Fritzen, who's into the game. Over on the left wing, they'll go to Rost. Rost looks for the back cut, gets it to Lundell, but runs right into the much taller Molly Hunt, who blocks the shot out of bounds. Good run play there by the backups for Kearney High, but ran into a taller defender who blocked it away. Lundell only stands at about 5'3". She'll inbound it here, but the back door is open. There's Strubing. She'll grab it. She'll lay it up, and she'll score. So getting into the scorebook is Lauren Strubing. 8 seconds to go. One more shot attempt here for North Platte if they can even get it away. And they'll force up a three-pointer at the horn. It's no good, and that is end of the ball game, one that North Platte will want to forget forever. Nothing went their way in this game tonight. It was 7-6 midway through the third quarter, through the first quarter, 7-6 midway through the first quarter, and then only four more points over the next 18 minutes, and Kearney High wins it 45-16 over North Platte. Coming up, the New West postgame show, all the final stats. Stay with us.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hastings High School. Again, a big thank you to Tracy Douglas and the entire folks here at Hastings for their hospitality. The GNAC Basketball Tournament. We are ready for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's a look at the final stats. First off, for North Platte, Allison Keenley, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Hannah Hayes, 2 rebounds. Rachel Kosmachek had 2 points. Taylor Johnson, 6 points, 7 rebounds. Jesse Hunt, 2 points, 9 rebounds, 3 block shots. Molly Hunt, 4 rebounds and a block shot. And then Sarah Meyer had one rebound. 16 rebounds, actually, it looks like, in each half, identical here for North Platte. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 0 of 7 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 4 in the second half. North Platte, 8 points in the first half, 8 points in the second half. And the Bulldogs will finish with 16 points, 32 rebounds, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 0 of 10 from three-point land, 6 block shots, 15 turnovers. North Platte is not an 0-8 ball club. They fall to 5-3 on the season. They'll play tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. against the Norfolk Columbus loser. Norfolk, the number one seed. Columbus is the number four seed. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Kearney High right after this.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We're 30 minutes away from the boys' semifinal, Kearney High and Scotts Bluff, right here on ESPN Radio. And Kearney Catholic's girls doing even one better than Kearney High's girls. They're going to win the Amherst Holiday Tournament. They start the fourth quarter leading 7-1 Ogallala, 65-15. Kearney Catholic girls and Kearney High girls are both going to be easy winners today. And then a battle of unbeaten boys teams. Amherst will play North Platte St. Pat's after that. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Kearney High girls. They had 6 players score. Kelsey Stidham had 10 points, 2 rebounds. Lauren Spiker, 9 points, all in the first half. She had 3 rebounds. Jessica Fritzen had a rebound. Brianna Obermiller, 3 rebounds. Stacey Peters, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Skylar Snyder, 13 points to lead the way for the Bearcats, and she had 11 rebounds. Lauren Strubing had 2 points, and Brianna Miller, 8 points, a game-high 13 rebounds and 2 block shots. 21 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 12 in the first half, 5 of 9 in the second half. Now, Brianna Miller was the majority of that tonight. She struggled at the free throw line. She was 2 of 11. The team after that was 7 out of 10. Three-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in each half. North Platte sat back in that zone, and unless Kearney made a mistake, they weren't going to turn the basketball over. The Bearcats had 28 points at halftime, 17 in the second half, and Kearney finishes with 45 points, 35 rebounds, 9 out of 21 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 6 turnovers. Kearney didn't particularly shoot the ball that well, but they just shut down North Platte in the basketball game here today. Kearney improves to 4-3 with a 45-16 win over the North Platte Bulldogs. They'll take on the Norfolk Columbus winner tomorrow at 1:30 here in the North Gym at Hastings High School, and you'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. If you're driving over to the ball game, don't worry. They've got the clock running here. It's at 28 minutes, so they won't start early, but they will start on time. The ball will be in the air by 3:45 for the Kearney boys and Scotts Bluff. And, of course, there's college football going on today. We will have the Foster Foods Bowl tonight when Stanford plays Maryland at 9 o'clock. Right now they are just 30 seconds away from halftime. And it is Notre Dame leading LSU 21-14 at 5:30 today. Georgia will play Louisville. Again, the final here, the Kearney girls dominate North Platte 45-16. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda. Stay with us. We're back in 25 minutes for boys basketball between Kearney High and Scottsbluff.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.